From JMI Wealth, welcome to the day, Andrew Callaghan.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Do we have signs that the RB is starting to listen?
Yes, I think we do. Well, I mean, we can only assume that from what is reported in the Australian media, but assuming that it's not fake news, then I think we can. I mean, we've talked previously about the potential impact on the New Zealand banking system of these new proposed capital requirements for our registered banks. Now, in the current proposed form, this would see the amount of capital required to be held by the local banks increase quite substantially. And there's been a lot of debate, Mike, about the potential impacts and how would the owners of our largest banks respond. And that's where there's been a bit of a divergence in view between the market and the view of the Reserve Bank. And there's this sort of some of that's theoretical and some of it's just, I suppose, a point of view. Now, on Friday, the deputy governor of the Reserve Bank, this is Jeff Baskand, he gave an interview to Australian media. And if you look at this, it looks like he is softening his stance. He's reported as saying he's open-minded about modifying the details of the proposal. I mean, you're looking at potentially an extra $20 billion worth of capital that's got to go to the banks. And the real issue is how the banks will react to that. I mean, would they widen out their net margins? Would they lower their deposit rates, put the lending rates up? Would they restrict riskier lending? Would they accept lower returns? And that's been a key thing here. Baskand's indicated the central bank would be flexible on potentially on timing. And this is my supposition now, perhaps a longer transition period. They may reconsider the type of instruments that qualify as capital because their current stance is that this would not be the same as their Australian counterparts, as the Reserve Bank of Australia. Also possibly subjecting its own analysis to an independent cost-benefit analysis, because there's been some question mark over the theory behind this as well. So, yep, they're looking at submissions. And look, this report suggests that the consultation process is actually consultation.
Good.
Look, they are going to lift capital levels, Mike. The question's how much and in what form.
Okay, F&P Healthcare, what's happened?
Yeah, one of the strong performers on the local share market. I was just looking at some comparative numbers yesterday, Mike, and yeah, NZX, the New Zealand share market's been one of the real strong performers in the world over the last 12 months. We're up sort of 17.5% in that period. If you look at Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, it's up almost 24.7% if you'd reinvested your dividends, so good times for Fisher & Paykel Healthcare shareholders. They announced the results yesterday. At the headline, looked like a pretty good number. Net profit after tax, $209 million. That's broadly in line with expectations. Some commentary over the quality of the outcome, but 9% increase in revenue, 10% increase in profit, over $1 billion worth of revenue for the first time. Mike, 1972, revenue for Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, $20,000. So now over $1 billion worth of it. I mean, that's a roaring success, isn't it, in anybody's book. Share price ended down 59 cents, about 3.5%. And the issue is around guidance. The guidance for the financial year 2020, a little bit weaker than consensus expectations, a little bit more capital expenditure. But, Mike, what you may be seeing here is a little bit of nervousness as well around some of the Australasians, so the New Zealand and Australian share market darlings, have rallied so much in the last 12 months. There's a little bit of question mark now, when does the good time end? Air New Zealand, they lost a cent yesterday. I think this hit the media a little bit, buying a bunch of new Dreamliners, going to fly us to New York. Good times there.
It's a long way to go. It's 18 hours plus, isn't it? Anyway, what are the numbers?
The numbers, well, we can't give you any numbers for America because it's Memorial Day there, so the market's closed. So it's the same as they were on Friday, 25585 for the Dow, 2826 on the S&P 500, and 7637 on the NASDAQ. FTSE 100, 7277, they're up 47 points, 0.65. The old sleepwalk into a no-deal Brexit continues. The Nikkei, 21182, up 65, 0.31%. Shanghai Composite, 2892, they were up 39, plus 1.38%. The ASX 200, they lost 4 yesterday, 6451. We lost 75 points, the NZX 50, down 0.73%, closing at 10,147. On the currencies, 1 New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6542 US, 0.9460 Aussie, 0.5840 euro, 0.5159 pounds, 71.64 yen. Gold is trading in US dollars, $1,285.59. And Brent crude, we spoke too soon about the carnage. It's back up again, $70.11, up 1.5%.
Yep, good day, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Callaghan and the expertise and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.